Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, it's time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and just click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air. You never know. Could be yours.
It's time for the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, Steve. Wow, you introduced me. Thank you.
He did that.
Hey, before we get to this this letter and the subject and everything, just want to warn you, if you have small children listening everything, you don't want to hear this one, okay? Just put it like that. Turn the kids away, all right? Subject, he says his fantasies are normal. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been married for almost 6 years, and he's my best friend. We are inseparable, and we have not spent one night apart since we got married. Our sex life is really good, and occasionally we'll have a third party come in and join us in the bed. We like to film home movies of us walking around naked in our home, and we also record our sexcapades, and we enjoy watching our home movies. The only problem I'm having is that he is insatiable. Nothing we do can satisfy him. It's like he's always trying to top our last experience. We role play, and his fantasies have gotten bizarre lately, so I need your help. He likes watching videos of people having sex wearing animal costumes, and he has videos of various animals having sex with each other. He watches porn for hours, and he said it's what's got him through the pandemic. We're also usually naked around the house, but lately I've worn a robe because he likes to have me lie on the couch so he can eat his food off my chest and stomach. It's a turnoff, but I want to keep him happy. He has a few celebrity crushes, and he's called me by their name more than a few times during sex. When I tried calling him Steve Harvey during sex, he didn't like it one bit.
Wait a minute.
Yes. Ooh. Yes.
All right, big dog.
Yes.
All right, now.
You're in bad room,
oh,
boy.
You're out there getting it.
I'm going to try to get through this again. He has a few celebrity crushes, and he's called me by their name more than a few times during sex. When I tried calling him Steve Harvey during sex, he didn't like it one bit.
And neither did I. Keep me out of all this little nasty stuff y'all got going on.
That's right, Steve.
Well, take my name out your damn letter.
Things are getting out of hand, and I told him a lot of his fantasies are not normal. He said, I can't switch things up on him, depriving him of happiness in the bedroom. I'm warning he might cheat on me if I don't continue to play along. Can you please give me some tips on how to transition into a normal sex life? I want children, so it's time for us to have a normal household. Please help me out. I'm with Steve. Don't be bringing his name into this, because this is just nasty. And the thing is, you know, he doesn't want you to switch things up on him. And he's right in a sense that it's really hard to stop doing this kind of stuff once you've started. And you guys are doing a lot of crazy mess. Your husband really is doing the most. It's too much. He's all over the place. You guys are having threesomes. You guys are looking at people with animal costumes on. And then you're looking at animals doing it. You know, I guess that really is what insatiable means. I mean, nothing can satisfy your husband, Mr. Freaky Freak. Come on. Regular sex doesn't get the job done anymore. He needs help. That's what I think. Seriously, you wrote us, but I think he needs some serious help, like, you know, a sex addiction therapist or something like that. He's got to do some work here. I mean, there's no way you can keep up with all this going on. And I think it's only natural that you're thinking about normal things now. You can't bring a baby into this mess. The problem will be convincing him these you know, this stuff has got to change. He's probably going to just want to keep doing it in the bedroom. No, you're getting over this. You're growing up. You're maturing. You're changing. And until then, I would just wait to try and have children, if you guys are even still together, because you want to stop and he doesn't. Steve?
First of all, this foolishness right here, this whole letter is stupid from top to bottom. It's not a redeeming moment in this letter. It's nothing I really even care about. I'm going to just tell you flat out before we even start this here. I'm going to read the letter and answer, but I ain't got no help for you.
Right.
I don't know what you're going to do. I really don't. Because from the beginning of the letter, all this is both y'all's fault. All it is. Y'all bought this foolishness on yourself. My husband and I have been married for almost 6 years. He's my best friend. We are inseparable. And we've not spent one night apart since we got married. Okay. Oh, okay. Our sex life is really good. And occasionally, we have a third party come and join us in the bed. Right there. Right there. That's the beginning of the end. This don't ever work out. I've never heard it working out for anybody. Right. Once you introduce a third party into your marriage, it usually don't work out. And it ain't even got to be sex. If you keep introducing a third party into your marriage, it's going to interfere with the marriage. But y'all invited everybody into the bedroom. Y'all like filming home movies of us walking around naked. We record our sexcapades. We enjoy watching movies of our own home movies. And then she said, the only problem I'm having is that he's insatiable. That's not your only problem, but okay. Nothing we do can't satisfy him. It's like he's always trying to top our last experience. He can't top it without you. We role play and his fantasies have gotten bizarre lately, so I need your help. Now, right here, you know, we tell jokes about monkeys and all this here stuff, but you just said his fantasies have gotten bizarre lately and I need your help. What is me and Shirley finna do?
Right.
I write jokes about having a monkey in the room and a spam and an oven mitt. But that's all. I don't know what to tell you. We come back, though. I'm going to tell you something.
Part two of your response is coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he says his fantasies are normal. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's crazy Strawberry Letter. The subject, he says his fantasies are normal. And please be aware that we did a disclaimer.
There's nothing normal about this letter.
Mm-hmm.
His fantasies are normal. The normal ain't the... Y'all been together 6 years, you're inseparable, you're best friends. Sex life is really good, and occasionally, we have a third party come and join us in the bed. Right out the dribble, can I tell you that ain't normal? I'm just sharing this with you. That's really not normal. That's really not how it works. We like to film home movies, us walking around in our home naked. That's not normal. That ain't normal. We also record our sexcapades and we enjoy watching our own home movies. I know people do that, but
wow.
Once again, that ain't normal.
This is great.
The only problem I'm having is that he's insatiable. Nothing we do can satisfy him. It's like he's always trying to top our last experience. We role play and his fantasies have gotten bizarre lately, so I need your help. His fantasies have gotten bizarre lately. Well, I don't know how you think we're going to help, but let's hear what you're talking about. He likes watching videos of people having sex wearing animal costumes. That's not normal. And he has videos of various animals having sex with each other. Let me tell you something. Y'all sick. These ain't fantasies. This is a sickness. Watching animals? Are you kidding me? What's that? I don't even understand. Your man is sick, and you sick for sitting there going along with this. He watches porn for hours, and he says that's what got him through the pandemic. We still in the pandemic. I don't know if you noticed or not, but there's still a pandemic going on. Now, we may not be on lockdown like we used to be, but that's not what... So this is still going on, I take it, right? Now, we're usually naked around the house, but lately I've worn a robe because he likes to have me lie on the couch so he can eat his food off my chest and stomach. It's a turnoff, but I want to keep him happy.
got hot ass food on your.
Wait a minute. What? Spaghetti off your chest. How big is your breast?
Why
is you keeping that spaghetti? Why is you keeping this spaghetti on your chest? I'm not understanding it. Who got a bowl of soup on your stomach? What is we doing? How big is your belly button? What is we doing right now? Who the hell can cut a piece of meatloaf on your damn stomach? I'm not understanding this right here. How strong of a woman over you? He done laid these hot ass french fries on you. He just snacking. I'm not understanding this right here. These eggs is hot as hell. He done flipped them over. Is he cooking on you too? What, I don't even know what's going on right here. I'm just trying to think of these foods that you got in there laying on your stomach. He just got Chinese food just on your stomach. What is y'all in here doing? Hell yeah, it's a turn off. This food is hot. He has a few celebrity crutches, and he's called me by their names more than a few times doing sex. When I tried to call him Steve Harvey doing sex, he didn't like that one bit. I'm going to ignore that.
That line right there.
Ignore that, because I'm not.
You've been in the room, too.
I don't want in this letter right here. I really don't. I don't really want to be on. Take me out your crush list. Why is I'm on the crush list? This too crazy. Especially, I'm not following these animals. I'm just telling you that right now. They had to mention my name before these damn animals. I'd have accepted it a lot better. But once you done watched the animals, and then he gonna bring up Steve damn name in the damn letter. That's where we draw the line. And I ain't finna follow all these monkeys and koala bears and all this here. All these sloths in here having sex. And you won't bring me up. Here we go. Things are getting out of hand, and I told him a lot of his fantasies are not normal. He said I can't switch things up on him, depriving him of his happiness in the bedroom. I'm worried he might cheat on me if I don't continue to play along. That's your worry? Mm-hmm. You need to be worried about this next plate that's going to be on your damn stomach. Is what you need to worry about. That's what I'd be damn concerned about. I don't know what is he finna lay on my breast this week right here, but I'm tired of this right here.
What's for dinner?
Because I don't know what he in there fixing this pizza for. You know that pizza too damn hot to come in here and lay across me like this. Here. Sit up in here gonna eat this catfish off my chest. You better. I don't like catfish up on me like this here. But that's what you... Can you please give me some tips on how to transition into a normal sex life? No, I can't.
No.
I want children. So it's time for us to have a normal household. Please help me out. Lady, ain't nothing finna be normal with this dude. Y'all not finna have no normal household. And I got two women on the show who tell you this right now. If you do have a baby, you ain't gonna have to worry about this no more. Because the baby fitting to cut all that out.
Yes.
You ain't going to have time to do none of this. And y'all don't need children. Y'all don't even need to stay together. And I don't even know why you want this man right here. You never mentioned how much you love him. This is crazy. Everybody going to all these watching all these monkeys and eight snakes in here having sex on their TV.
What's for dinner tonight?
Eating all this damn stupid ass food right here. Sit up here and got this jello on you. Now you don't know what to do. He keeps scraping your stomach trying to get all the jello into this spoon right here. Tapioca. Right, I don't want no tapioca on my damn stomach.
We gotta go. You can leave us your comments on today's letter at Instagram, on Instagram at Steve.
You're not cutting the chitlins up on me. I'm just gonna tell you that now.
She draw the line.
Check out the Strawberry Letter Podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.